Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what do you think happens when we die?
Well, if you've been good, you go to a place with all the records.
Wow, that sounds great. But what if you've been bad?
Well, then you go to a place with only some of the records, but they're the best ones.
Okay, Patrick, we're a little over halfway now through the Super Songs series. And one thing occurred to me, and I hope this is okay with the listeners. I mean, I really don't know what else to do, but pretty much for this seven-part series, all they're doing is hearing us just gush about songs.
Right.
And it's a lot of like, that's cool and awesome. And, you know, I don't know what else to say some of the time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, some of these songs are just so good that they're actually, it's kind of hard to describe what makes them so good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing about music,
yeah.
Right?
It's true, Jim. And it's like the movie Valley Girl. It's totally bitching. I don't even know what else to say, right?
There you go. So that's why these episodes are so short. We play a little bit of the song we love, and then we say we love it, and then we move on to the next one, right?
That's right. Sounds pretty good to me.
All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. So anyway, if you're coming into the Super Song series, the whole premise is that Patrick and I put together 500 song playlists independent of each other.
Right.
Then we compared them and we found we had 14 duplicate songs, 14 songs that exist on both of our playlists. And these are those 14 songs. It's an interesting exercise.
Yeah, it totally is. And I think people thought, and myself included, that, you know, we would sort of subconsciously like think through every pick and say like, huh, I wonder if Jim would pick that one, you know, and how many do I have left? But number one, I didn't have that much time. And two,
right.
I tried to, you know, think of it in some cases, but in others, I just let it flow, you know, which is probably why you get so many Thelonious Monk songs on this playlist.
Right. So anyway, if you want to hear the combined playlist, it's the Suburbs Pod 1000, and you can find that on Spotify. Just search for Suburbs Pod 1000. I don't think anybody else has named a playlist that, so you should be able to find it.
That's copyrighted, by the way,
all right. That's right. If they have, then we're going to sue them for
it's
all their
too
worth.
Late. That's right.
Okay. Now, we are doing these in alphabetical order, these 14 songs in alphabetical order by artist, and we are up to the letter O today.
Mm.
And that means this song we both picked. Oh, by the way, our show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
All right. And this song here that we picked is by Old 97s. All right, there you go. Champaign, Illinois by the Old 97s from 2010. The album is The Grand Theater Volume 1. And now, here's the thing about this song.
Okay.
I connected with this immediately. I thought it was really funny. because that whole idea of Champaign, Illinois being some kind of purgatory, which right. I being okay. So here's why I connected this right away when I first heard it is because being a Big Ten guy and having gone to Indiana University in Bloomington, right. Indiana, of course, we knew Champaign, Illinois as the home of the University of Illinois. And yeah. so there's kind of a bit of a rivalry thing there. So it's kind of funny for me that was place was chosen as this sense of purgatory in the song. But also I had a couple of friends who were colleagues of mine later in life who went to the University of Illinois. And so when I heard this song, I pointed it out to them. And I think the response, one guy I don't think ever responded, or he may have said like, ha, that's funny. But the other guy just responded with, F you, Rhett Miller. So there you go. So anyway, I thought it was funny when I first heard it and I like it. But the more I listen to it, two things make it even better. One is it's not just funny. It's actually really quite witty. The whole idea of like being painfully employed and yep. things like that. Right. So it's really funny. But then also it's based on a Bob Dylan song, right?
Yeah. It is. And, you know, I think you said it right, Jim. The fact that the melody is nice, right? The melody is nice. I like the alt country slouch it kind of yes. has, you know, sort of like a, you know, a pavement-y alt take on alt country, yeah. which is cool. And, you know, it's really hummable, you know, and so that's great. But you're right, the lyrics and the whole construction of the song make it for me. I mean, I've never been to Champaign, Illinois, and somehow I still understand that when you write a song like that and the lyrics are so clever and it's got so many neat turns of phrase, like you said, you know, painfully employed, you will not go to heaven, even though you've, you know, right. done all these good things. And the fact that he kind of rewrote a Dylan song, you know, is is very clever too. So the whole thing just kind of came together, I think, from different places, and just was one of those moments where it seemed to work perfectly. And you know, there's humor, there's pretty good music, a great melody. There, what's not to love? It'll get stuck in your head for like 3 days.
And it's funny too. This is on an album called The Grand Theater,
right?
And it, even though this is a studio recorded song, it kind of sounds like it's live in some way, in sort yeah. of its spirit. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's feeling, got that, you know,
loose
what I mean?
Slouch to it that I love.
That's yeah, right. I think exactly. you're totally right. You can, yeah. you can picture them playing sort of yeah. in your mind. You know
can
what I mean?
Feel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It's great. That's what I love about yeah. it too. So the backstory on this, for those who don't know, the melody of the song is, from Bob Dylan's Desolation Row.
Right.
And what I have come to learn through some crack research here is that the reason why that is the case. And by the way, Bob Dylan has a co-write song credit this because of that.
That's
Rhett
right.
Miller actually had to ask him permission to you know, record the song after he wrote it yep. because of that, the fact that it has that melody. But what I learned why he did that is because he was on tour. And they were going through Illinois, so that's why he picked Champaign, Illinois. It had to do with like okay. seeing a sign or something like that. It's not like he really, it's not really meant to be a diss on Champaign, Illinois. I think it's supposed to,
right.
Champaign, Illinois is just supposed to stand in for like any small town in middle America or something like
yeah.
that, right? It's not, it just, and probably it fit nicely into the rhyme scheme and all of that,
yep.
right? But anyway, so he's on tour, he's in Illinois, and I don't know if he was driving the van or he was riding, but for whatever reason, he could not play his guitar. And
yeah.
so he wanted to write some music or write a song. And so what he did was he basically took a melody he already knew
yep.
and wrote new lyrics to it in his head,
yeah.
right? And that
yeah.
was it. So it's sort yeah. of a songwriting exercise in the way, but he mm-hmm. felt it was so good that it had to see the light of day, right?
Yeah, love that. Love that backstory. And it's almost like, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're trying to get to sleep, you play a little, you know, you can't turn a light on and read or whatever, trying to be quiet, you play a little mental game. And it's amazing that all those things came together in this song. And it's also amazing, Jim, that two incredibly sophisticated, you know, very advanced music lovers like ourselves would both pick it.
Of course. So, yep.
Yeah.
All right. So there's song one for today.
Yeah.
And okay, now before we get to song two here, let's just mention again that if people want to be on the show in January, you can do that. You what you do is you tell us about your favorite album or album and or song from 2020, the whole year of 2020, the calendar year of 2020. And what you do is you we want to hear your voice. So you call and leave a message 612-440-1984 or record a voice memo and email that to rock@suburbspod.com and get those in by the end of the year, which we're coming up on quickly here. But get those in and then we'll craft, you know, a lot of shows, I think, in January around that. Okay.
Totally.
Oh,
Jim.
And we'll send you a mix CD too as a reward. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We'll send you that. And I want to take this opportunity, Jim, at the end of this very difficult year for all of us in many ways, to apologize to our community from my heart to your heart. I have made a Suburb Spot mailing room has made a few mistakes in 2020. The staff has had a lot going on. They've had a lot of facts and figures in their head, and some things got confused. Some things didn't go out. Some things came back with insufficient postage. But we'll correct those errors. And we're going to bring in a new staff. We're going to clean house.
So. All right. Well, I was going to say, though, I mean, I appreciate...
I'm firing everyone.
I appreciate your honesty, but the reality is in 2020, you could just blame the post office, can't you?
Yeah, that's true. Right? I could have taken the easy way out, but it feels good. Feels good to tell the truth.
All right. All right, let's get to song number two of today on our super songs list. This one is from Jeff Rosenstock. I wish I didn't care. They spent the last 5 years yelling, come on, come on, come on, get out of here. Your ignorance is bliss until the day the things you ignored all come into focus. And those conveniences leave cavities that can't get filled because you didn't notice. Wait, good night to me. All right. That's Wave Goodnight to Me, Patrick.
Yeah.
And that is on Jeff Rosenstock's album Worry from 2016, which was brought to my attention by our friend Nate.
Me too. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot I love about this song, Jim. One thing is the massively uplifting chorus. Just, you know, say what you gotta say. Wave goodnight to me. And it's such a great song about a personal struggle, and it's powerful and it's fast. And also, like you said, it was the product of this podcast and this community, and the people that are passionate about music in the same way that we are, and that we both love this song and fell in love with this artist because of that is amazing. You know, I'm 73 years old and I'll be 74 soon. And to be a part of new music discovery like this is great. And I'll also say, Jim, you know, you have this song where it's like building up anger and, you know, catharsis and speed and melody. And all of a sudden there's like a little cheesy, like, toy keyboard.
I noticed that too. Yeah. I love that.
Like, that's so great. Yeah. That's like so unselfconscious and like we're just jamming so hard that someone just started jamming on that toy keyboard.
Well,
but it works so well.
One thing I noticed on these super songs is that you and I must be attracted to songs with like a lot of like lyrical density.
Yeah.
Because we had the Lee Bain song in this series, right? And then we had the Magnificent Seven, right?
That's right.
You know, and now we have this song, Wave Goodnight to Me, which, you know, it's just packed with a lot of a lot of words, right?
And amazing.
And I love Jeff Rosenstock's like delivery. I like the way he kind of spits out the words, you know.
Great singer. It
makes sense. And just, you know, let's just consider the opening couple lines here. I used to walk down to the docks in spring and drink tall boys on the rocks by the water. I mean, who can't love that, right?
Right. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much in there. Now, the song itself is about gentrification.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rosenstock, as much as he has kind of like a fun sort of party vibe to a lot of his music, his stuff is about some pretty serious topics.
It is.
But, I mean, this can also be taken, it also can be used sort of in a personal sense, too. That idea of like, you know, not fitting in or not being, you know, or people, you know, not liking you or wanting you to leave, you know, their you know, fun or good times or whatever, and you know, you're bringing them down or whatever it could be, right? Just that whole idea of exclusion, right?
Totally. And also to me, and also to me, the idea of like fighting with yourself to break a bad habit. Like, you know, I've been saying for the last five, I've been yelling for the last 5 years, come on, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Why are you doing this? You're still doing it. You know what I mean? It's fascinating to me. Totally dense. And I think the Lee Bain's reference is great. I mean, Rosenstock and Lee Bain's would be like my ultimate double bill for the first concert, you know, once we get herd immunity.
That'd be good.
Like, I could do that. Yeah.
Okay. One more thing I want to say about Wave Goodnight to Me is, have you seen the video for this song?
No.
Did you know there was a video for this song?
I did not.
So I just want to let people know, go check out this video. You can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
It's a, you know, it's an official video, professionally shot, but I was so happy with myself when I saw it. First of all, it's funny. In total, like Jeff Rosenstock sort of style, it's very goofy and weird and sort of self-mocking. And anyway, you'll really like it. It's funny. But I was so proud of myself when I watched it from just like the opening moments of the video. I immediately recognized that it was shot in Northwest Washington, D.C.
Wow.
That
really?
Tells you how
that's fantastic.
I've lived here long enough that
that's
I can
great.
Recognize.
Well, I gotta watch this.
I can recognize the city, not by any landmarks, because this was in some neighbor, you know, it's a neighborhood Northwest. And I didn't like necessarily recognize any one particular thing, but I could just tell from the look of the.
Oh,
of
great.
It, that it was DC, and I was right, and it was the case. And then it turns out they filmed the interior part of the video after he gets, you know, he's walking on the street and he goes into a place. That was shot, I looked this up, at Comet Ping Pong.
Oh, fantastic.
Right. I mean, you never see that sign or anything, but that's where
that's great.
The interior shots were,
that's
done.
Oh, that's key information.
So it's great. You'll really like it. It's a funny video. So there you go.
Are you sure you didn't recognize it from the walk and roll takeout that's on the corner of
I don't know, maybe. No, 14th. Honestly.
I think the sign says like fried chicken, Chinese food, and subs.
There you go. I don't know.
It's an all around great
but
place.
But it's I don't know. When you see it, let me know what you think, because it's interesting.
I'm going to watch it.
It's hard for me to describe exactly, but DC has a particular look to it than different from other cities.
It does. It's a low city, too.
Right. I think that's part of what it was. It's like the fact that I could tell it was like a major city, but yet it wasn't all like built up with skyscrapers. Maybe that's what sort of tipped me off. I was like, that's got to be DC. But anyway.
That's an interesting thing. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to watch it right now.
Okay. All right. Well, you can get to that because we're done for today.
Excellent.
All right.
All right. I'll watch it like 15 times and come back with a report tomorrow.
Okay. All right, so let's wave goodnight to everyone. We're going to come back tomorrow with more super songs. All right?
Excellent.
Let's do that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foss.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And what you do is you, we want to hear your voice. So you call and leave a message, 612-440-1984.
Or record
a voice message.